Rasalila, discussion continuing. Now we're on chapter 30. We started verse 13. I think we're starting verse 13 today. Text 13, chapter 30. Prachati ma latan latabahun apyashlishta vanaspate nunam tat karajas prishta vibrat yutpulakanyaho. Translation. The gopis are saying to each other, almost like they're beginning again. Yesterday's verse, they asked the trees, where is Krishna? They asked the flowers, they asked the creepers, they asked Mother Bhumi. They saw the mriga, the deer, where is Krishna? And now they're going back again and asking again the trees and the creepers. Because they asked everyone they saw in the forest about, where is Krishna? And then they couldn't find him. Then they said, let's go back and start again. Like if you lose something, you look all, oh, where is my wallet? Where is my cell phone? And you're looking all around the house. Well, okay, where did I start? I got up from bed, and then I went here, and I went there. And you try to retrace your steps. The gopis are doing the same thing. So they say in text 13, let's ask these creepers about Krishna and Latas. Even though they're embracing the arms of their husband, the tree, they certainly must have been touched by Krishna's fingernails, since out of joy they are manifesting eruptions on their skin. So, of course, they're projecting their transcendental emotions on the trees, and which don't display too many emotions. But when you're in the madness of unmad, so this is, you have to, when we're hearing, reading or hearing Rasalila, we have to enter into the scene. Because it's just like observing any event or anything. There's different ways to observe it. From your living room, watching the television, the Indian-Australian cricket match. It's kind of Maya, but devotees do. Anyway, what to say. But watching something, let's say, a Krishna movie on the television or whatever. So there, you can be in your living room and watching it, or you can be right there in Australia on the sidelines in the stadium watching it, or you can be right on you can get special passes and be right there on the field on the side, like the press reporters or right there next to the players. So there's different degrees of intimacy and experience of the same pastime, let's say activity in this sports event. So this is an event, this is a lila, this is action, there are actors and actresses. And so we are not only observing and reading for our purification, elevation, but we're reading about something we're going to attain. This is quite extraordinary. Like the young man who's practicing some sport every day, he may be dreaming and thinking, yes, someday I will be in the Olympics and I will be in Australia playing for my country. And so he may dream like that. And maybe someday that reality is his by his fortune. He becomes a member of the professional cricket team or Olympic or whatever they have. So we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas and we're practicing Raghunuga Bhakti with the sole purpose and intent to become members of the caste, to become servants in the Leela and the friends of Radharani. We're aspiring to become the friends of Radharani. We're reading about not them. We're not reading about those Leelas. We're reading about our people, and we're reading about our pastimes. These are our people. This is my Radharani. This is my Krishna. This is my Rasa Dance. This is my Vrindavan. And I'm moving. And it's not, I'm watching the gopis search. I'm reading about the gopis searching for Krishna because he left them in the beginning of the Rasa Dance. And I'm reading about how the gopis approach the trees. O Ashwat, O Plaksho Negra, O Malati Malika, O Bhumi, O Mriga, O dear, have you seen Krishna? Has he passed this way? I think he's gone here with his beloved. So there's reading about it from a distance. It's like watching a movie, sitting in the theater, watching the movie, or watching a movie and you're in the movie. You're watching, like sometimes maybe you're an actor, an actress, and you play one of your old movies, and then in your, when you're great blockbuster movies, and then your children are sitting with you. Dad, that's you. Yeah, that's me. Wow. You're a real hero. You're driving that car so fast. Yeah. Actually, that wasn't me. That was a stuntman. that was someone else, a stand-in. It wasn't actually me. But you couldn't tell because he had a helmet and he was going so fast. I'm afraid to go so fast. So this is the tricks of the movies and different cameras and angles and whatnot. At any rate, so we, when we read these leelas or hear Rasa Leela, it's not all, yes, the gopis are asking the trees, I'm a gopi. I'm a gopi also. I'm a gopi. There's five kinds of gopis, and one is the Manjaris. And I'm right there. I'm Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi of Radharani. And we're moving right along. So this is, it's a matter of absorption. It's a matter of interest. It's a matter of attraction. It's a matter of desire that I want this. I want to be there. I went, oh, if we can be a casual reader. We can be a casual reader of Leela, or a casual reader of even Shastra, or we could be an active reader, or an intimate member. There's different levels. So Mahaprabhu, by his own example, he is saying, be an intimate member. You can see in Antya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is having swapna. Swapna means dreaming, Jagrata Swapna, Turiya, Susupti Turiya. So he's in this very, he's not dreaming in ignorance or in forgetfulness or illusion, but his dreams are nectar. His dreams are Leela, Swapna Amrita Vilas. And you see in his dreams that are recorded, let's say his dream Leelas or his meditative experience, his deep meditative experience in the internal level of his mind, when all his senses are closed, his eyes are closed, everything's closed. And as Krishna's Kaviraj is describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditation. And then when you wake him up, they say, what happened? What are you doing? Why? Where have I come from? Who are you? Who is this man? Who are you? Oh, I'm Swarup Damodar. I'm Rai Ramananda. Oh, I was seeing Krishna. I was seeing Krishna with Radharani, and I was picking flowers. I was with the other Sakis, and I was picking flowers. And Krishna and Radharani were entering into a cave in Govardhan for their leelas. And now you've woken me up. What have you done? So he's showing here, Mahaprabhu is showing the ideal example of the meditative devotee. Here, Lord Chaitanya, he's not identifying as Krishna, because he's Krishna. He's not identifying as Radharani, as Krishna and Radha's Bhav, but he's identifying as a member of the caste, as one of the Sakis. One of the Sakis are Manjaris. Some of the Charyas here, they cite these different instances of Mahaprabhu's meditating, two or three instances, one on Jalkeli, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is meditating on the water sports of Radha and Krishna. And he says, I was standing on the bank. I was waiting with fresh clothes and ornaments and anjans to serve Radharani. And I was observing Radharani and Krishna splashing water in Radhakund. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he's the observer and he's seeing. And he's right there. So what he's showing here, Mahaprabhu is showing here the example of the sadhaka. The sadhaka in this regard should be anusaran. He should be following the example of Lord Chaitanya. Yes, I'm reading this Rasa Leela and I'm right there and I'm seeing the gopis move and search for Krishna. Now I see them discovering or assuming that Krishna's with some other sakhi. So this is a matter of, we say, audience participation. Sometimes they have these talk shows on the television. They say, okay, let us ask the audience. Okay, Mr. Rajiv, what do you think of this? And then they say, oh, and the camera goes on this foolish person in the audience. Say, I think the actor is correct. And then they so this is called audience participation. So We are not the audience. We are members of the cast. We are not watching the movie. We're actors in the movie. Maybe we're not the heroes. We're not the Nayaka and Nayaka, but we're part of the Alamban. We're part of the Prema Shreya, the supporters of Radharani. We're the Radha Sneha Adik. We're the extra. We have an extra affection for Radharani, so we're fully identifying with Radharani. So this is some point to reflect upon throughout all of our readings and discussions, personal readings or hearing of Leela, that be there now. Because the Leela is not then, and the Leela is not past. Well, generally, when they describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna, then they're describing. So when Lord Chaitanya was here, when Krishna was here, when Krishna enacted his rasa dance, that verb in English is in past tense. I was a young man, but you're not anymore. But in Krishna's case, it's not. There's no was, because he's nitya, and every single lila is nitya, and it's eternal present, eternal present. Krishna is eternally a baby, and he's eternally a teenager, and he's eternally Pogunda, and eternally Balya, Leela, and eternally Yovanam, and Nitya Kishore. Like that bhajan about Krishna Radharani by Hari Dev Yasacharya. Nitya Kishore Pritamajori, Sri Radhe. She's a Nitya Kishore, she's an eternal beautiful youth, but she's also that little girl crawling on all fours like Gopal. We have Gopal and Gopali. There's that beautiful painting that's a super hit all around Vrindavan. Little baby Radharani dressed up fully with a choli and a sari and everything. That's rather unusual. But she has choli and nose ring and everything, and she's only 3 months old. I'm not sure that it's a little odd in a lot of ways. But it looks very cute and people like it. Have you ever seen? It's Radharani, very cute Radharani crawling. It's everywhere in the market. So every Brijbasi, like all of us living here, we're mad about Radharani. So many pictures or posters we see of Radharani, we immediately becomes permanently etched in our chitta. And we can't, even if we don't buy it, because we have thousands of pictures if we buy it, but we buy it in our heart and we take pictures in our mind. So we can see that. If we want, we see some baby crawling, we close our eyes and we see Radharani. We say, oh, Lali, oh, Chodi. So Radharani is a Braj Chodi. She's a cute young teenage girl of Braj. Now, Jiva Goswami, he analyzes some of these points of the verse and nothing very, very nice for those that are like that. Krishna Chakravarti comments on verse 30. Other gopis are pointing out another sign of Krishna's presence. O friends, ask these creepers who are bearing the signs of Krishna's association. You should not say that because the creepers are embracing the trees, that these creepers did not meet Krishna, even though they are fully embracing the arms of their husband. The tree, just see their excess of lust. They must have been touched by the nails of Krishna, and out of jubilation, their hairs are standing on end. In other words, all right, the latas, like the Giloy Lata or the Madhavira Malati, their nature is to wrap around the tree and be supported by the tree. So that's natural. There's nothing special about that. So they're saying, one gopi is saying, oh, this lata is naturally embracing their husband, the tree. So it's natural for the wife to embrace the husband and vice versa. So it's natural, one gopi says. So what's the proof that Krishna's here? Or what's the proof that Krishna's gone by here? So then the other gopi says, no, but look closer. Look closer at the creeper. Her hairs are standing on end. The hairs of her body are standing on end. This is a satvik vikara, romancha pulaka. What does that mean? That means that all creepers, they have along their stem, on their stem, they have little tiny hair. The word is hairs, but it's some kind of fiber, little fibers. You can go look at the creepers. There's a leaf, and there's a stem, and then the stem has, just like, these are our stems, our lotus stem arms. So on a lotus stem, there's hair on your arms and legs. So these are stems. So that one gopi is saying, oh, this is a sign of ecstasy. And that kind of ecstasy, no one experiences by being touched by their husband. that kind of ecstasy only comes if you're touched by Krishna, because it's transcendental. This sattvic vikara is a very special type of ecstasy. The gopis are mad. This is called pagal drishti. Drishti kon, the angle of vision, what the mad person sees, or the mad women of Braj searching for Krishna, the Brajavadus. They must have been touched by the fingernails of Krishna, and out of ecstasy their hairs are standing on end. This would never occur by contacting their husband. And who is the husband of the lata? Is the pear or the briksha. Therefore, because we see this symptom, this effect in the creeper climbing the tree, then it cannot be anything else but they must have seen Krishna. But when the gopis are asking the creeper, the Madhavi creeper, the Malati Lata, have you seen Krishna? Then the creepers, they're replying, they're speaking, we have not seen Krishna. This is madness. Have you ever heard a creeper speaking to you? Has a tree ever spoken to you? Has a plant or a flower ever spoken to you? If they do, then something has gone upside down. Viparita. Your buddhi is viparita. Your buddhi, your man is your pagal. You're crazy. I'm talking. People say like that. It's actually supposed to be good to talk to your flowers and talk to your plants. Oh, talk to your Tulsi. That's nice. Tulsi is a gopi. Oh, Vrindadevi, oh, Tulsi. We do talk to... Do you talk to Tulsi? Everyone talks to Tulsi. Namo, namo, Tulsi, Krishna, Priyasi. Every day we're talking every day. Oh, Tulsi, the prayer is a conversation, is it not? You're saying, oh, first we butter her up. You know, buttering up means you flatter someone. Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so rich. You're so this and that. Oh, yes, yes. And by the way, can I have $1,000? Oh, yeah. You're such a good friend of mine. You've praised me so much. Then, yes. So we say, oh, Tulsi, you know, you're very dear to Krishna and Yetumara Shanaloy and anyone who takes your shelter. And oh, by the way, please bless me. I can become a follower of the gopis, gopi anugata. And like this, the prayer is there. So everywhere in the Bhagavatam, the devas are in trouble. The devas, Indradev and Brahmaji, they're in trouble. Then they go to Vishnu and they say, oh, Vishnu, you're Parameshvara, you're Jagadguru, you're the Adikarta, you're the Shristi, you're the creator, you're this, that. And all these things, and you're so wonderful. Oh, and by the way, please help us. Bachao, bachao, bachao. Save us from Hiranyaksha. Save us from Hiranyakashipu. So the gopis are praying to the trees and speaking to the trees. But according to Vishwanath and Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and all the acharyas and the Bhagavatam, the gopis are crazy. First he says they're Vibram, Vibram. Vibram, Brahm, Prem Brahm. They're very much confused, bewildered. They can't see straight, think straight, act straight, be straight. Brahm. Then he says they're Pramad. Pramad means they're so mad, they're intoxicated. If someone drinks, takes alcohol or drugs, he becomes in Mada. Kam, Krodh, Lo, Moha, Mada. He becomes intoxicated. Then when one is drunk, intoxicated, he can do anything. walk in any crazy way, speak in any crazy way, walk down the street in Connaught Place shouting, I am the Prime Minister. I am the Pradhan Mantri. Listen, everyone. Suno, suno, sunye. Everyone's driving by. Beep, beep, beep. Get out of the way. I am the Prime Minister. And finally, the police come and say, okay, PM, get in the car. Get in a police car. And they take the Prime Minister and put him in jail. You know, the drunken bum on the street. The derelict. The garib. Has gone crazy. So every country has these special people, no? I've seen. In Russia and England. Not in Russia, but here in England and places we've been. There's these special class of people called the crazies. And some of them wear tilak on their forehead and tulsi neck beads. They're called the crazy Krishnas. If you're an American or you're an Australian or you're a Russian and you become a Krishna, you're crazy, right? If you're Indian, Indians, they're like that. You know, they worship Vishnu, Krishna, Ram, Shiva, Parvati, everybody. That's okay. That's their Janamadikar. But if you're anywhere else, your Janamadikar is to make money and suffer. No mukti. There's only dharma, art, anand. Dharma, art, and anand. Dharma, art, kam. But here there's the idea of liberation, elevation, salvation. Leaving this samsara chakra. Leaving this karma chakra. Leaving it behind. Tyag. Parityag, tyag, vairagya. These words don't exist in outside of India. They don't exist practically, and they don't exist realistically. You know, you don't see anyone like that. Sadhus, vairagi sadhus wandering up and down. They don't. There's some hippies on pot or something wandering around hitchhiking with their girlfriend. And this is, but not India has thousands and thousands of millions of sadhus. So when everyone anywhere in India, you'll move around, you'll see someone, and a little child, a little girl will say, Daddy, Mommy, who is that guy with the funny hair? It's all stuck together, it's all glued together and like this, and he's carrying some pitchfork, some tree shul, and all these funny beads around his neck, and little faces on them, Ekmukhi, Domukhi, Charmukhi, Rudraksha. And he looks very odd. Oh, he's a sadhu. He's a Shaivite. He's a Shaivite Vairagi. Acha. What is a Vairagi? Oh, Daddy, where's his home? Oh, he doesn't have any home. He doesn't have any home? No. Where's his mommy, papa? Oh, he doesn't have any mommy, papa. Acha. Does he have a job? No. What does he do? He just wanders up and down India saying, bum, 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 bole, bum, 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 bum. Acha. What does bum bum mean? The child asks, Daddy, what is bum bum? So then, yeah. Children, my mother used to say, children should be seen but not heard. When my brother, we had two brothers, so all three of us are crying in harmony. Wah, wah, wah. The flies attack. There's like 15,000 buffalo all around here, and they have these. They go together. These things, you know, they're all right. You know, all their byproducts are against my wall, and all around the place. And I like it very much. It's a gown. It's a village. These are Brijvasis. This is a real Vrindavan. These are all coward girls. Upananda is the elder brother of Nanda Baba, and he takes care of vice. Buffalo. So Govinda Lilamrita describes when Krishna goes for Gocharan Lila and Purvan Lila in the morning, Astakali Lila, from 8:24 in the morning until 10:48, Krishna, Balaram, Subal Sridham, all the boys, they gather all their cows, they play their singha. Singha is a buffalo horn. And all the cow, it says in Govinda Lilamrita, when the streams, when the white thousands and thousands and thousands of 9 lakhs of white cows are streaming. Streaming means like a river. A river of white cows are streaming out of the goshalas of Nanda Maharaj and Nandagram, and then mixing with all the buffaloes coming from Upananda's village. And Krishna's walking in the middle, and Krishna's wearing a red lal pagri, red turban. He's wearing red turban and bright yellow dhoti and chadar, and a matching red kammerbund. Kammerbund, in English, kammerbund, I don't know what the Hindi is, but kammerbund is a little cloth that Krishna wears around his butt, around his hips. You know? He has a yellow dhoti, then around his hips, like a lady may wear a sash, you know, she ties around her waist some colorful cloth, you know, it's called sash. I don't know what. Anyway, it's like a finishing touch. So this Krishna wears that. So then his red turban is there. So when the black buffalo meet with the white, when the black buffalo looks like a river, and that black river is Kalindi. Kalindi is the Ganga. I mean, Kalindi is Yamuna. And that white cows are the Ganga. Because the Ganga is light green in color. Light green, whitish green. Light green, Ganga Ma. And Yamuna is dark black. You can see in Triveni and the Sangam and Kumbh Mela and Allahabad coming together. So the Saraswati River, when she's manifest, she's described in the Puranas as having a red color. Reddish color, so the reddish tint. So when Krishna's Kaviraj describes, when Krishna goes out for Gocharan Leela, he walks in the middle of the black Kalindi and the white Ganga, and he's wearing his red turban. So it looks like the confluence. It looks like the Triveni Sangam. The Triveni means a woman's braid, and it's called Veni, the braid. Three things together. Split the hair. So the Ganga, the Jamuna, and the Ganga, and the Saraswati, Krishna's Lal Pagri, they come together to make the Triveni Sangam. Anyway, this is Braj. It's live. I always say that living in India is raw humanity. Raw, you know, raw means like, as it is, like, no covering. Like a person without clothing, or there's no etiquette and manners. Everyone just, it's raw. It's not like you go to the cities, everything's refined and cultured, and everyone walks in a certain way and speaks in a very soft way, and they don't speak gully. And they don't, but in Braj, people are asli, they're natural. They, you know, if they're angry, they speak so much gully language, you'll faint if you know what they're saying. So Vrindavan and Vrishvasis, there's no editing. That's why I say living in Vrindavan is living with raw humanity. But you come from Mumbai or Chennai or what, forget about the West, I'm only speaking of Bharat, India. Then everyone speaks, hello sir, how are you? Good morning. Oh, bodhya. And everything's very controlled and soft spoken. Hey, Kakani! Hey, Pagal! And then these words they use, I can't repeat. You know, and just go to the Sangam, go to Gokul, to Prachin Gokul, go to the Sangam, go to Nandagram, and give 5 rupee donation to the Panda. Go with your iPhone in your hand, and you know, and your gold chain around your neck, and go and give 5 rupees to the Panda, then you'll understand what is Braj Bhav. Then you'll hear the gully. What is this? Oh, because I just go there and I hear these Pandas on the Sangam, and because I know enough now to get in trouble when I'm listening. So people give some small donation, and then people are going away like this. They're cringing. These are Bombay, you know, Barka Admi from Bombay or something. They're actually cringing, means they're going like, they're walking away, and the Panda's going like this, you this, that, and this. Unbelievable. This is raw humanity. This is Braj. And Krishna loves it. He runs away from Vaikuntha, and Lakshmi runs away from Vaikuntha to come to this Braj to try to, I want to speak Gully. I want to crawl in the dirt. I want to hold on to the tail of a calf and get dragged through the middle of the village covered with stool and cow dung and cow urine. And I want everybody to laugh at me when I go through the village. And I'm only 1 year old. This is Balya Lila and Gokul. But, you know, in Vaikuntha, Narayan walks like this. You know, like some, you know, big guru, the way they walk. You know, you must be seeing here and there. Big gurus. Well, a certain kind of way they... So when Narayan and Vaikuntha, he walks like this. And all the Jai Vijay and all the seven gatekeepers, they have big chamaras, 9 foot long, no, 3 meter long chamaras and three meter wide Mayurpank. Jai Vishnu, Jai Narayan, Jai Narayan. And he has gold slippers and big gold slippers inset with diamonds and emeralds. And everywhere he goes, there's music and drums playing. And he wants to become Krishna, wear gunjamala and some kadamba leaves. Some Subal takes some good kadambapata, and he strings a mala. He says, Krishna, I have this beautiful mala for you. Oh, that's nice. It's just leaves of a kadamba tree. You know kadamba? The leaves. Oh, this is so nice. Now this, I'll take off this. So Krishna takes off his Nila Mala and his Hira Mala and his Moti Mala and just throws them. And then the monkeys come and pick up the Moti Mala. That means pearls, no? Pearl necklace. And I say, oh, this must be some peanuts. There must be some Videshi peanuts. It's white like Videshis. So then they take the pearls and they start making faces and they spit it out. This is Krishna? This is the Adi Narayan? Janmadyasya Yataha. He's the source of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. He's covered with cow dung and urine? And he's stealing butter and yogurt? Yeah. But we love him. The goal of our life is to see him. The goal of our life is to associate and serve him. Darshan Prapti Abhilash. It explains the symptoms of Bhav and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Darshan Prapti Abhilash. Seva Prapti Abhilash. Prema Prapti Abhilash. I have my Abhilash. Anya Abhilashita Shunya. Jnana Karma Dhyananvritam. This is Uttam Bhakti. Anya Abhilashita. Abhilash. Abhilashita. We gave 12 hours classes on the meaning of the first of the 11th verse of the Mangala Charan of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The 11th verse of the Mangala Charan, which means invocatory prayers, auspicious beginning, Mangala Charan, any book. This is the Vedic system. So in the 11th verse is this. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadhyanavritam anokulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. I gave 11 hours classes on the meaning of this verse. And when I was giving verse by verse classes, you know, 10 years ago. What is the meaning of anya abhilashita? So ta means a tendency. Ta means a tendency to be anya. Anya means no other. This is in Hindi, it's the same. Abhilash, to have no other abhilash, no other aspiration, no other desire, no other ambition, no other agenda, no other want, no other need than to serve and love Krishna favorably for his pleasure and his happiness with all my thoughts, anukulyena, favorable. So this is the idea of the abhilash, that when you come to bhava, this is the some of the symptoms of abhilash, because it's not like, oh, I just do anything. I chant a little bit, and then one day I bump into a neem tree. Boom. Oh, I'm in bhava. Ah, now I'm in bhava bhakti. It's a kapha vriksha tree, and I always want to attain prema. And I hit this tree in my head, and now I have bhava. No, it's not like that, because everything, it's a gradation, it's a hierarchy. One level is mixing with the other. Just like two rivers, the Ganga is coming from one side in the Triveni and Allahabad, and the Yamuna is from another side. So they're two independent, separate rivers with two independent, separate colors. Neelam, Kalindi, Jamuna, and then this Hararang, this whitish-green Ganga. Then all of a sudden the two become together. But they actually, the Yamuna is still there and the Ganga is still there, and they kind of meet together and kind of merge a little bit, but they still have their separate identities and a third identity of the mixing of the... So the same thing. Oh, I'm an Anartanivriti. Anartanivriti means the platform of becoming free from unwanted things, obstacles, material desires and attachments. Anartanivriti. Then Nishta. It's not like I live in this room called... I live in a room, a kamara, called Anartanivriti. And then I finally clean all the walls. The walls are clean. I freshly paint the walls. I clean all the chasma, the glass panes. I clean the floor. I polish the brass doorknobs and the handles and kunda and everything. Oh, this room is very clean. Then I open the door. Now I go to the next room. Oh, this is the room of Nishta. It's not like that. At the level of Anartanivriti, there's also Nishta, and there's also Ruchi, and there's also Asakti, and there's also Bhav, and there's also Prem. Because the foundation of the whole thing, Ado Shraddha Tata Saru Sangha Bhajana Kriya, is Shraddha. And Shraddha is a lakshan of bhakti. And bhakti is given by Guru or Krishna in the form of a bijam. So in a bijam, in a mango seed is a mango fruit. In a mango seed is a mango tree. In a mango seed is a mango bark. In a mango seed is a mango stem. And a mango seed is a mango patta. Got it? That's the analogy. So the bhakti bijam. Brahmanda brahmatekon bhagyavanaji guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lakta bij. Pai is Bengali. Pai means you receive. It's not vitar, it's not under, it's not inside of us. Inside of us is kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. And atomic, let's say, anuchit, what's it called? Anuanand. Very minute potential. The jiva has minute potential, such that Ananda, the jiva has minute potential for joy, happiness, material, prakriti, indriya sukh. That's it. Without the touch from Krishna or without the touch from Guru, we cannot experience divya sukh or transcendental happiness or bliss. Divine happiness. So the whole thing goes like this. So therefore, even at the level of Anartanivriti, the desire to see Krishna darshan prapti abhilash. Prapti means to acquire, to attain, to have. My desire, I want to see Krishna. Do we? Do we ever desire? Do we ever think? Do we ever pray? Do we ever cry for? We desire so many things, we pray for so many things, we cry for so many things, we think about so many things, but not this. Sometimes, because on one side we're interested in Leela, but on another side we're interested in Tattva. And all acharyas, every acharya, plus students that are endeavoring to advance in bhakti, they always teach and present Leela on the foundation of Tattva. So in one sense, if you read, anyone has read the books of Srila Anantadas, is it all Leela? Have you read? Yes. And the verse is Tavavali, or it's Vilav Kusamanjali, or Radhara Sudanidhi, or Chaitanya Chandraya Nataka. There are so many books he has in Bengali and Hindi and some in English and Russian. And it's all Leela and very wonderful and sweet exchanges between Radha Krishna Yugal. But then long tika and commentary, quoting Bhakti Sandarbha and Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And it's like basically some of the purports are even saying, you're not the body. Control your senses. And quoting Upadeshamrita, Vachovegam Manasakrodavegam, or quoting Manashiksha of Das Goswami in the context of some Leela discussion. So I remember once someone had a book display in front of one temple in Vrindavan. And they had many, many books there of how to improve chanting of japa, many books about Bhakti and Bhajan and Sadhana and a few books on Leela. And then he said, how is it that, because that was back in the 90s or so, late 90s, when the first masses of Russian devotees started migrating to ISKCON and coming to Vrindavan. And he said, he was an Indian person, had a book table in front of a major temple in Vrindavan. And he said to me, all these big, tall devotees from Russia, they come to my table and they look around and they say, do you have any books on Leela? We just want books on Leela. We want to read about Leela, Leela, Leela. What is this book? Bhakti Sandarbha. Oh, this is a book about philosophy. Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. This will help you improve your devotion and help you understand the nine limbs of devotion, how to avoid offenses, how to chant properly. Oh, no, I don't want that. What is this book? Oh, this book is... I want Leela, Leela. And so we have this Krishna book here, and we have this Madhav Mahotsav and like that. Acha. Oh, but you don't have it in Russian. No. Well, in Russian we have this book. We have this Bhakti Sandarbha, and we have... Oh, no, I don't want. You see, I'm not selling any books because everybody comes up and says, Leela, Leela, Leela. That's the dessert. That's the rasgulla. That's the bahushahi, or whatever your favorite, your rubri, your rasmalai, or burfi. But first you eat your roti, and then you eat your sabji and your dal. And if you're a Bengali, throw a little rice in there. And what Brijvasis is roti bas hogya, and a kubjor also. You see a study. You study the food of the people around the world, and large majority of the world, they eat rice. I mean, they eat so many other things. But in terms of grains, most of the world, all South America, all of Asia, all of India, and the average lifespan of all these people is 50, 60, 70. And those people around the world that primarily eat wheat, no wheat, gehon, that means roti. And, ataka ladu and dalbati chorma, whatever. So many things. What is their average life span? 85, 95, 100. Whether they're Russians eating rotis or they're Canadian people, they grow great, wonderful wheat in Canada, or American people or European, if they eat the wheat. So they try to trace out, because wheat is a superior grain. If you go on the Google and check it out, vitamin content of rice versus wheat. It's a long. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna speaks 9 verses glorifying the Brahmins. There's two persons, Shrutadeva and Baholasva. King Baholasva is a Raja, and Shruta, he's a Brahmin. And then And when Krishna goes to see the, who is it? Shrutadeva, actually. When he goes there, Shrutadeva shows so much respect for Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you're so great, and this and that. And he honors him because he's Bhagavan. This is Ishtadeva. And Krishna says, that's nice. And he says, Shrutadeva, you're honoring me, but there's so many Brahmins traveling with me. There's like Shukadeva Goswami and Chavana Rishi and all the great Rishis and Brahmins you could imagine. Devala and Narada and all these great Munis and Rishis are traveling with Krishna and Dwarka Leela when he visits Shrutadeva. And then Shrutadeva says, you're not honoring and respecting the Brahmins. Krishna's preaching. Then he preaches 8 verses about the glories of the Brahmins. He said, Shrutadeva, you should understand that a Brahmin, just by being born and just by his janam, forget about guna and karma and all these things. So just by his birth in a Brahmin family, he is a guru. He is to be honored and respected as guru and worshipped. Just by his birth, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. This is Bhagavat Puran, Mukhya Puran. So when you read Shastra, because you may hear so many things as you move here and there, many men, many minds. Bahumanush Bahuman. So people say, oh, you know, it's by guna and karma, you're a Brahmin. And well, that you may, by guna and karma, you may be a very, very good Brahmin. but simply by janam. It's not a joke. What is the adhikar to take that birth? What kind of guna you develop or karma you have is due to your samskaras and your training in this life, which is, of course, your samskaras and fortune or bhagya. So this is not. So we know all these things. So when you have knowledge, then you have to act on it. So he's a worshipable person. But now in India, it's all caste. It's all one, you know, scheduled caste, you know. So there's qualities. So the gopis are stranded in the forest trying to find Krishna. And some gopi is sitting in the corner by the Yamuna preaching all kinds of things about I don't know what. So the gopis are saying, come on, help us. You know, we're waiting for you. We're looking for Krishna. You develop a svabhav. You develop your the svabhav we have is due to our purva karma. Svabhav means the combination of your karma and your guna. Guna and karma is your svabhav. It's how you think. It's how you see. It's how you move. It's how you desire. Svabhav. So svabhav is shaped. Your svabhav is shaped by your present day thinking. It's not going to be with you, but the fruits of your meditation are given to you in your next life. Chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 6. Yam yam vapi sran bhavam tyajit yanti kalevaram tam tam evaiti kontaya sadat tad bhava bhavitaha. That bhav, that svabhav, that we're cultivating and meditating on in this life, that will be given in next life. So we're thinking, yes, I love Vrindavan, I love Brijvasis, I love their language, I love the Brijvasis songs about Krishna, and I love the way they do any kind of thing externally to maintain their families, but their hearts are full of love for Giriraj Baba, and their hearts are full of love for Radharani. This is Brijvasis. They have families and they work and they cry and they fight, but they love Radha and Krishna. And you see, whenever there's an utsav or a festival, that their true nature, their transcendental nature manifests. You've seen? Have you ever seen? The Brijvasis? There's the normal, everyday Brijvasi. Then there's the devotee Brijvasi. And you go to Loi Bazaar and you see the Agarwal selling a cloth. And he's ripping you, he's ripping off. He takes so much from you, even takes your inheritance. He takes some, you know what inheritance is? That you haven't even received the money yet, but he already took it. Now that's called expert sales. It's a joke. So you think, oh, what is he? And then, but if you happen to live in Sevakunj and you're living inside a temple, which we did for 3 years, right inside the temple I'm living, then you see at 4 o'clock in the morning every day that person, you know, Sunil rip off Agrawal, you know, Sunil Kapat or whatever. So he's there every day for Mangal Arati, 4 times around the Thakurji, offering, sits down off, chants Gopal Sahasranam every day, and chants Formala, and doesn't drink any water, take any food till he takes darshan of Thakurji. Then when he hits the battlefield, watch out. He's really charged up, got all that divine energy. So it really changed my outlook when I actually lived that place. And I saw all my favorite vanyas as they really are. And then I saw them on Yugal Prikama, Vrindavan Mathura Prikama. We went a few times. And I'm walking, and I look, and I say, oh, well, you're not in a shop. It takes 16 hours or 18, I mean, it was like 16, 18 hours from early in the morning till 5 in the morning till 9 at night to do this Yugal Prikama and Shravan Mas, I think it comes. You'll see in the Hindi Pancham. Vrindavan Mathura Prikama. You ever been on? You've been? No? Oh, it's nice. You start in the morning, come back at night. And they're walking in. This is them, the Brijvasis. It's actually, either way, this is the katha about Brijvasis and kite flying. You think Krishna didn't fly kites just because it's not in Govinda Lilamrita? Do you think there's anything different now than there was? You ever heard of Brihad Bhagavatamritam? Brihad Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami? What's the whole, the basic theme of that book written 500 years ago? There's a pushtak, Gaudiya Granth, Sanatana Goswami. He's saying Gopa Kumar lived 300, 400 years, 500 years ago. He's a Brijvasi. He's a Gwal. And he was a worshiper of Gopal. And he got the Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, from some wandering sadhu on the banks of the Yamuna. Never saw him again, but he had faith, Vishwas, in this saint. Oh, some guru came, gave me mantra, Kling Krishnaya. Hey, chanting. And pretty soon he became so powerful, and so he started traveling all around the universe and went to different layers of consciousness and different spheres. It's all spheres and layers of consciousness and different degrees of reality, the mental level and the intellectual level, you know, Swarga. These are all different levels of reality, of divine experience. And then he went all the way to Goloka Vrindavan, to Vaikuntha, Paravyom. Went to Goloka Vrindavan, had darshan of Krishna, saw the cows, everything. And then he came back again to this Vrindavan, Prakat Vrindavan, Aprakat. Krishna's not here. It's only a few hundred years ago. Then he realized, wait a minute. This is Nandagram. This is Yavat. This is Varsana. This is Vrindavan. This is Ramanreti. This is Yamuna, Giraj Baba. These are the buffalo. These are the cows. These are the kids. These are the kites. This is the gully. It's the same here. It's the same there. It's exactly the same there. You can read in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika by Rupa Goswami Pada. This is a grant. This is a praman. Gaudiya praman. There's a whole class of gopis. There's a whole class of gopis. Their service to Krishna is gully. You know, gully. Gully means curse words, profanity, dirty words. That's their seva. And there's a title for that. So you can be a sadhaka and say, oh, when I want to have the spiritual form of an old gopi, and I want to curse Krishna and yell at Krishna. That can be your stai rati. It's a vatsalya, or it's dasya rati, and vatsalya is everything together. But basically you're like an elderly gopi, like a mother, vatsalya. It's right there. And it's amazing. It's in the Sanskrit. You can read the Sanskrit and translate it yourself. You saw, and they give examples in different places, and so this is right now time, right now time. So this is what it means. In Braj, you enter into the whole bhava of the people and the whole lifestyle. So whether you're talking about Brijvasis or talking about Krishna, it's like someone might say, "Oh, you're off topic." What is off topic? How is it off topic? In one sense. I mean, it's not Ras Lila, but it's Brijvasis and it's Krishna's people. And we have to start seeing like that and identifying that it's not me. I'm from South America. I'm from Russia. I'm from Haryana. I'm not of this place. I'm Deshi Videshi. It's a wrong thinking and a wrong seeing. I'm here. I'm with them. It's called Bhav Taratmika, being with them. Can you understand these ideas? No. I was Punjabi. I am a Punjabi. I'll be a Punjabi. But this is not going to get you very far. It's a transformation of everything. And the whole transformation is within the circle of Krishna's love. It's all within the circle of prema. Prema is surrounding our Krishna's prema. Krishna prema is surrounding our mind and surrounding our intelligence and surrounding all our desires and aspirations. We want all. This is called udipan. We want all of this setting. We want all these characteristics. We want all these natures and habits and ways that we see around us among the asli Brijvasis. And with Krishna in the center and me next to Krishna serving him with all these type of attitudes and all these type of moods and feelings and meditations and exchanges. This is what it means, Brijbasi. This is what it means, Gopi Anugata. And this is what it means to be a servant and lover of Radha and Krishna. All these things. This is what I can understand from living here sometime and being here and seeing the fusion of the, in other words, you know, we talk about seamless transfer. In other words, I don't see as I pass my time and bhajan and the brajadham, I don't see there's then and now, because this is the vision of Gopakumara. And he is the prototype bhakta. He is a prototype sadhaka that it became siddha. We are sadhakas attempting to become siddha. Yes? What is siddha? Siddha means siddhi. What is siddhi for the bhakta? Siddhi for the bhakta is prem prapti. Krishna prem. Not just prem means love in Hindi. Krishna prem. And not only prem, because we're not worshiping Krishna, we're worshiping and serving the sweetness within Krishna. The madhurya, the rupa madhurya, the lila madhurya, the prema madhurya, the music madhurya, vena madhurya. We're worshiping the sweetness. And worshiping means serving. So our goal is not prem. Our goal is not Krishna. Our goal is not Krishna prem. Our goal is Radha Krishna prem seva in the kunjas of Vrindavan. This is it. This is the definition. What is the definition? Oh, do you worship Krishna? Yes. Do you worship Radharani? Yes. What is your goal of life? My goal of life is chapan bhog. Acha. Okay, that's nice. Chapan bhog. Not every day. You get sick. Occasionally. It's utsav. Mahotsav. Maha Mahotsav. Okay, fantastic. Gurudev Avirbhav. Or Tirubhav, great sant, siddha sant. Okay. But we should know what is the sadhya, the goal of our lives. This is it. Six Goswamis were there. They're in the kunja. They're writing about the kunjas. They're in their siddhadeyas as manjaris and gopis. And they're writing about this. So if you come under their ashraya and you come in their shelter, it means that you want what they live. You want what they teach. You want what they are and you want what they be. What they be. What they be and what they are is gopis and manjari servants of Radha and Krishna. So BBT has a commentary also. The famous Acharya, BBT, which means my guru bhais. The gopis reason that the creepers will not show signs of rapture, which means ras or ecstasy, spiritual ecstasy, merely by contacting their husbands, a tree. Thus the gopis conclude that they must be embracing the strong limbs of their husband, Sri Krishna, as they haven't received this ecstasy from embracing their husbands, but because Krishna touched these creepers with his hands, because the verse says that. It says tat karaja sprishta. Sprishta means sparsha, touching. Kara means hand, and ja means born from of the. Tat means that. So Krishna with his hands, he touched the leaves of the creepers. Oh, Malati. Because everything is personal. We're worshipping person. There's Savashesh Brahman and Nirvashesh. Nirvashesh and Savashesh. Savashesh means Brahman. Savashesh with speciality. Savishesh. With qualities, with gun, with name, with everything. And Nirvashesh means none. So we worship the personality of Godhead, Krishna. So everything connected to Krishna and everything Krishna connects with, everything connected with Krishna and everything Krishna touches or interacts with is personal. Savishesh. With qualities and with personality. Personality means feelings. I'm a person, I have feelings. So the tree is a person, has feelings. The latas are persons and they have feelings. It's a fact. And the Puranas, it says, in the Chaturmasya, especially in Kartik, the devatas, who are persons, Indra, Brahma, Shiva, they come to Braj Mandal and they enter the form of trees. So now is this a neem tree? Is this a plaksha tree? Plaksha tree? Or is it Brahma? Because in the Puranas, the plaksha tree is Brahma. The banyan tree is Shiva. And the Ashwat Briksh is Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ashwat Briksh Aham. Ashwat Briksh Aham. I am Ashwat. You say people, I say Ashwat. Ashwat is people. Krishna's there. So when Krishna's walking through the forest and ran away from the gopis, taking Radharani with him, he's not ignoring anyone, because it's not good to ignore people. It's not good to ignore persons. You're in school and you come to your house and it happens to be your mother's birthday and your mother's sister's there and your mother's relatives are there and many people have gathered in the house to honor your mother. And so you walk in the house, and you just walk to the kitchen, open the refrigerator, get some milk, and start eating cookies. And don't say hello to anyone. And you ignore everyone. And don't say, oh, hello, Masi, hello, Mama, this, that, all these different relatives. Fifi, Fufu, and I don't know, whoever they all are. You know, there's so many of them. But you say, oh, hello, how are you? Fine. Oh, and embrace. Oh, Beti, oh, now you look so nice. Nah-ha. And then you interact with all of them. This is human life, human feelings. So what to speak of Krishna? These are all, they're all his. They're his creations, they're his devotees, the Lata. They had, oh, Madhavi, there's Madhavi Lata and there's Madhavi Sakhi. So with Madhavi Sakhi, Krishna's lying in the Kunja having Viparita Vilas. He's having Rati Keli with Madhavi Sakhi. But with Madhavi Lata, he's touching, oh, Madhavi, are you fine? Are you fine? And Krishna's Kaviraj, he's trying to expand our drishti, you know, the drishti. It's called our drishti. It's like the drishti in the Gita that talks about drishti, right? Vidya Vinaya, what is it? You know that? Yeah, Vidya Vinaya Sampane. Brahmanik, he says, what's it? Drishti. What's the last line about drishti? Yeah, this is it. The pundit, the learned person, that's the pundit. Samadarshan, he sees equally everyone. Inside the elephant is Atma. Inside the Brahman is Atma. Inside the tree is Atma. That's true. That's tattva, correct? That's very nice, tattva. But we're not talking about tattva. We're talking about prema. We're not talking about tattva drishti, tattva darshan in Gita. In Gita, Krishna talks about guru lakshan. And the guru lakshan is tattva darshan. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnema sevya. Tattva darshan, he's seen the truth. But for Krishna and for Krishna's devotees, they don't see what tattva darshan. They see what tattva darshan. They see what prem darshan, prem drishti. So when Krishna is walking through the forest, he sees with prem drishti. So Govinda Lilamrita describes when Krishna enters the forest, he says, oh, trees, how are you? Are you feeling good? Are you healthy? Oh, birds, are you getting enough pomegranate seeds? Are you getting enough? Shuksari, are you getting enough pomegranate seeds? Is everything okay? Are you fine? And Krishna is speaking to all the living entities because of love and because of prema drishti. It's not a leaf. It's not a tree. It's my devotee. And the devotee has, oh, Tamal Baba, are you fine? It's nice. Oh, it's been a long time. I haven't climbed you in so long. Now I grew up a little bit. I don't climb trees like a monkey anymore. But sometimes I do climb the Kadamba tree and I sit on the branches of Terakadamba and Nandagram and I play my Vamshi and pretend to play my Vamshi, but actually I'm looking towards Yavat to see when Radharani is going to come on that forest path to come in the morning and cook my breakfast because I'm very hungry and I'm eager to see Radharani first thing in the morning, Mangal Darshan. So I'm waiting in the branches of the Kadamba tree at Terakadamba. Where's my Radharani? And all the coward boys, they can't, hey, Krishna, come down from the tree. We can't, that's too high. We don't want to climb there. No, I'm coming soon. So Krishna says, let's play. You play flute from there, I'll play flute from here. So they play. And Krishna's looking. Oh, where, Radhika, kaha. So then he sees Radharani. Okay, let's, and Krishna comes down. Oh, boys, let's go back. So he rushes back. So this is Krishna speaking like this. So it ultimately, what we can gain, we're hearing the gopis are approaching the trees, and they're in madness. I don't know if we'll go to that extent. Oh, are you in ecstasy? Has Krishna come here and touched you? But we should, as we have to develop, developing devotion, developing bhakti means developing qualities of the person, developing qualities, not the quantity, but the quality, developing the qualities of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. There's the sun and there's Surya, Surya Amsh. So there's a ray of the sun. So we devotees of Krishna should be so personal and so kind with each other. So this is what, in the madness, oh, Madhavi Lata. That's her name, Madhavi. Oh, Malati. Everyone has a name. You have a name and you're a person. You have a name and you're a person. You're a little girl, a little boy. You have a name. Or you're a big man or a big lady. You have a name. So, and you're a person. And you have feelings. And you have cares and wants and needs. So in Vrindavan, all the people and all the trees and all the dogs and birds and monkeys and animals, they all have feelings and they have needs and they have wants and they have cares and they're persons. And Krishna treats them like that when he's here. Does he shoot the monkeys with a slingshot? Like some people do. To protect Krishna's garden. I know some that do that. And then, but then when Krishna's in Gokul, he says, hey, Hari. Hare boys, hey Bandur, his Bandur buddies, Aro, Aro, Aye, Aye, eat her out. Come on, oh, this is really good. It's so creamy. It's so thick. You're gonna really like this. The monkey goes ho ho ho, and Krishna goes. Psh. So Krishna plays. He smears the yogurt all over the monkey's face, and the monkey's going because he's enjoying two things. Two things he's enjoying. One thing is getting the best possible stolen yogurt he could ever steal himself because Krishna steals it. So that's really good yogurt because, you know, when you steal something, it's much better than when you buy it. It has a better flavor. Much better flavor. Ask anything. Sometimes rich people, they become kleptomaniacs. Kleptomaniac. Kleptomaniac is a long English word which means someone that steals things compulsively. They may have quarters in the bank, and they go into some shop and they look around, and they steal a 10-rupee comb. Then the security guard catches them and he says, "What's your name?" "My name is Mr. Rothschild." He's one of the richest people in the world. "My name is Rockefeller." "My name is Ambani." "My name is Mr. Ambani." "Mr. Ambani, you know, you must be so, you know, so rich." Sometimes rich people, not any of these people, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes rich people, they do this. And they say, why did you steal this 10-rupee comb? You could buy the whole store, every chain, part of the chain stores and everything. No, you don't understand. There's a special taste in stealing. Don't do it. Don't be Christian. Don't imitate Krishna unless you can drink an ocean of poison. The point is, the monkeys are happy because this is stolen yogurt. And the other point is, Krishna's touching them, smearing it all over their cute little monkey lips. Right? And they're saying, oh, I look, and Krishna's dowsy, look at this guy. He's got yogurt all over his face. Yeah. So this is, Krishna's loving the monkeys, and he has two pet dogs. Krishna has dogs? Kuta? Yeah, Rupa Goswami is telling and Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. I wrote this in 1991, in one of my third or fourth books, Appreciating Vrindavan Dham. I talked about the dogs of Vrindavan. It's a beautiful section, you should read it. It's really good. It's the dog Mahima, Kuta Mahima. It's very good. It's famous, many verses. Should memorize it. So there it says Rupa Goswami Pad is telling Krishna has two pet dogs. They don't sit on the front seat of the Belgadi either. Belgadi means bullock cart. They don't sit on the front seat. But in America, if you have a Mercedes Benz or in Delhi, the dog sits on the front seat. A new style. But in Krishna's time, the dog stays outside the boundary wall and gets the Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad. Because first it goes to Narayan, because Krishna only eats prasad, Mahaprasad. So they have a deity of Lakshmi Narayan in the palace of Nanda Baba. So Mother Yashoda, everyone's cooking, Radharani's cooking, everyone's cooking for Narayan. Rohini and all the Sakis are cooking for Narayan. Off goes to Narayan, and then Krishna eats Narayan prasad. Because he's like Narayan Asama, he's equal. But he's not Narayan. This is the Nara Leela. It's so nice, Krishna Leela. So then, the monkeys are so fortunate. So this is how Krishna personally deals with everyone in Vrindavan. So we should be like this. The dogs are not a nuisance. What are the two dogs' names? This is a quiz question. If you don't pass this, you can't get initiated, actually. It's very essential to know this. What are the names of Krishna's dogs? Usually these Western devotees are pretty smart. Indian devotees take it for granted. Born in India, Radhi Radhi Gopalja, you know. It's a fact. They're very fortunate. But this lady's smart. She's a very senior devotee. She knows the Shastras. And she doesn't look like an Indian pundit either. But she knows. So what are the names of the two dogs? Vyagra and Brahmar Raka. Brahmar means bumblebee. You know bumblebee? Big fat Brahmar. Brahmar Geet. So Brahmar Raka, he's a dog, Kuta, but he's very fat. Old dog, very fat belly, so he's like a Brahmar. So Krishna, hey Brahmar Raka, you fat, you know, take some roti, take some puri, take some dalpati charma, you know, they chuck a chuck. So then the other one's Vyagra. Vyagra barks like all night long. He's one of those dogs that keeps you up all night. Do you know who he is? He's in the Parivar of Vyagra. He's in the Vyagra Parivar. Vyagra means tiger. So he's like a tiger. So whenever you hear the dogs barking at night, oh, that's Krishna's dog. That's okay. He's actually glorifying Krishna. You're doing Sankirtan, right? And the dog is doing Sankutan. But just to get back to the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Ras Lila, in case you're wondering where we started. And it sounds like Hindi, prachatema lata bahun. Lata bahun. Many, many latas, they were asking questions. It sounds like Hindi. Pricha atema lata bahun, like bahu. Ap ashlishya vanaspati. Vanaspati is a name for lata. It's a way of saying lata. Van. Ashlishta means, as you know, alingata, means to embrace. The latas are embracing the pati, vanaspati. So vanaspati means lata, because pati means lord of the van of the latas. So in the forest, there are trees, and the trees are the lord of the pati of the latas. So the creepers and shrubs of the forest are called vanaspati. Maybe the same in Hindi, I don't know. In Sanskrit is vanaspate, which means vanaspati. Nunam tat karajas prishta. Krishna's touching you with his hands, kara. And bibrat yutpulakan yaho. Aho, aho. They're saying aho. The Sanskrit word aho is like alas, sabaj, aho. Wow, 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 look at this. Krishna's touched you, and bibrat, you're manifesting pulaka. We say romancha pulaka, ashru pulaka, means standing of the hairs, trembling of the skin, the rippling of the skin, and standing of the hairs and crying. Symptoms of sattvic vikara, ecstasy, bhav. So the gopis are projecting their own ecstasy, their own sattvic vikars, and their own transcendental ecstasy and mahabhav onto the latas, the creepers, and saying, oh, your hair is standing on end. Our hairs are standing on end in Viparlamba. We're in Viraha Bhav. We're in separation from Krishna. And we're pining in separation and crying, Krishna Kahan, Krishna Kahan. Hey Krishna, what's that? The six ghost Swamis, eh? Hey Rad, hey. Hey Rad, hey. Brajadeva ke chalalite. Hey Nanda Sunakutaha. The Goswamis are crying like gopis. Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Tulsi Manjari, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Rasa Manjari, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Guna Manjari. They're all wandering in Vrindavan. Hey Radhe, this is Sad Goswami Astakam, Srinivas Acharya. Number 8. Hey Radhe, Rajadeva ke chalalite. Hey Nanda Sunakuta, Shri Govar Nanakalpa Padavatale, Kalindi Vanye Kuta. Is Krishna passing through the van? Kalindi Vane Kutaha. Where is Krishna? Is he in the forest and the Upavans? The small Upavans along the banks of the Yamuna. Where is he? Is he in Govardhan? Is he in Radhakund? Where is he? And the gopis are going, oh, latas, oh, brikshas, where is he? Where is he? Where is Krishna? That's 5,000 years ago. And 500 years ago, the Goswamis are saying, where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Oh, Lata, oh, Govardhan, oh, Jamuna, oh, Bhumika, oh, Pear, oh, Briksha. And that's 500 years ago. Then 50 years ago, and 5 years ago, and 5 minutes ago, and right now, we should also be crying, hey, Rad, hey, Rajadevi, Keja, Lalite, hey, Nandasuno, Guta. Where's Nandasuno? You're seeing Krishna? Are you seeing Radha? So where are they? Where are we? Where are they? What is the separation? What is the distance? So they're crying. Are we crying? We're supposed to follow the Goswamis. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Vyakuti. Rupa Raghunatha Pade. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Vyakuti. Akuti. Akuti means eagerness, desirous, desirous, eager. The Rupa Pad. Rupa Pad, Raghunath Pad. To follow the feet of Rupa and Raghunath. Feet means their body. Body means their mouth. Body means their mind. Body means their heart. Feet includes everything. Pada includes everything. Mantan dan rada samarpan. And it's crying. Where? Oh, we're crying. Where's the pizza? We're crying. Where's the new shop? Where's the new mobile shop? Where's the new, you know, high speed this, that? Where's this great beauty shop? They have all kinds of nice creams and powders. Oh, where's that? I have to go see. I'll talk. Yeah. Have imported stuff. Really imported good stuff. You know, oh, nice. Yeah. Where's the latest gopi dresses? You know. So this is the wrong line of inquiry. When the sages gathered together with Sutta Goswami, they asked 6 questions. And none of those were the questions. What is a man supposed to do is about to die? So what are we supposed to do? We're about to die, so we should cry. Can die in a minute. So that in that last minute, we should be crying for Krishna. Gopis are crying. What is this? They're walking around. Oh, hello. Have you seen Krishna? Oh, thanks. Hi. Have you seen Krishna? Hi. Now they're crying. They're crying these verses. How to dramatize this? Because it's not a movie. It's not a drama. But these are actresses, or what they say, actors now. And the Nayakas, the heroines, and they're the Gopi Nayakas of Krishna. And they're missing their beloved. He just dumped them and walked out of them and left them and psh, instantly disappeared like magic. So they're crying. Oh. So this is what it means, bhavtaratmika. Become one with their heart, one with their mind, one with their aspiration, one with their search. They're searching, we're searching, they're crying. We're not searching, we're not crying, we're not looking, we're not asking. We're in Vrindavan. Are we asking the trees, oh, tamal tree, oh, kadamba, we have tamal, we have kadamba, we have tamal and kadamba, neem, right here. And oh, ashok tree, we have ashok, oh, ashok. Oh, champak, we have a champak. All these trees they're asking, they're right here. And we have malati, oh, malati. We have juti, and we have jutika, and we have all, their plants are all right here in this. And this Vrindavan, this is a mini sample of Vrindavan. This is Vishakha Kunj, the primary tree in Vishakha. She has many trees in Vishakha Kunj, because I'm in Advaita Parivar. Our Yuteshri is Vishakha Saki. So in her Kunja, there are many champak trees, a big one in the north, a big one in the south, a big one in the east-west. So we have one champak in the north, we have one champak in the south. We have champak in the east, and we have champak in the west, and a few in between. Parivar, you know, cousins and babies, and you know, they come up. So now we have champa everywhere. Lal champa and white champa and yellow and red one. Oh, nice ones. This is Brajadam. And we hear the carpenter next door bagging out his latest beds and Elmira's 24 hours a day. All the beautiful transcendental sounds of Vamshi and Murli, Murli Vad and Vamshi Vad. You have to see it like that. Those are the pakawajas. And the bum bum bum. That's the pakawaj of the rasa dance. Boom boom boom. A little imagination. You know? And when they rev up their motorcycles in the morning at 5 a.m. to go to the oil refinery in Mathura, If you just think it's Krishna playing as Venu. Venu is 6 inches long. It's this long. Very high-pitched sound. Krishna uses the Venu for calling the cows because it goes very far, way up to the mountaintops. It's very high, you know. Short flute, high pitch. Long flute, morally, ooh, like this. So, okay, Krishna's playing, tuning his Venu. You don't have to keep a broad mind, you know. Udar. So, this is some lessons from the Bhagavad. Translation. The gopis' reason, Prabhupada's translation. Some of the gopis then began to address their gopi friends. Dear friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers of these trees must have been touched by the nails of Krishna. Otherwise, how could they feel so jubilant and blissful? So we will say a few more words on this verse tomorrow, then begin verse 14 of the 30th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.